So we're holding here. So he started the Mishnah about Kolamazakas Arabim, and he said wonderful things about Arabim, that Arabim is not Mekabel Shinui and Tmura and all of those in there. So he says over here, Vayikshalacha, in Cain, Heich Motzonish Rav Masochotu, if what I'm telling you is true about the Rabbim is above Teva, v'chol, v'cholu, so how could a Rabbim do a virus? So it says clearly that Klal Yisrael was nichshol. Dovaze in kashe klal. Ki kol echod ve echod betoicha kloli uprati bifnei atzmoi. Everybody inside a klal is a prat. Olafikach shayechet bechlal. Dainu chol odom vodem me'atzah shayechet ki beprati yesh ishtanas bevadei. So chet, when it's chal mitzad yechidim. And whereas the toiv that's chal is chal neklal. In other words, everybody's yetzahara is his own yetzahara. A yetzah toiv has a certain kam namre mikoyach that it's Yisrael and so on. Ukvar be'anu lemaylo beperek Moshe Kibul. I once said that that's the pshat. It says by koyach. It says bekolam al techas kvoidi, that when they have a machloikis, Yaakov Avinu didn't want he should be mentioned. So it's not just the pshat kind of, he wants to avoid it. The word is, in as much as the different halakha and Klal Yisrael are together, it's a toitzah of being bnei Yaakov. That's the common denominator. When they're mechulakim, then whatever it is, it's each one's own particular metzias. That's partially by definition what it is. And b'meila, they're not shaykh one to the other. Ki b'potze ukvabana l'mayla pek Moshe Kibul, she'esh ha'kinu b'kloli, v'akloli oimeid, v'apratu b'alshinu. So kol yisol yesh m'chel kol m'haba is a klal, and it's always true. There could be, there ve'elu she'elam chel kol m'haba, the ve'elu could be many, many people, but they're there as pratim, not as a klal. Al mezakes harabim e mezakos mitzad shein protim, rak mitzad shein klal. Mezakes harabim means that he stels tzu to them mitzad the klal shaboy. The nekud that is being ma'or in them is the klal shaboy. So because the description of the klal is toiv, and b'meila any zikur harabim and so on is related to that nekuda. U'moish al yodei nitin ter l'chol Yisrael, v'yiz zikas haklal b'mashu klal. So he says over here a very fascinating nekuda, that the problem with Yeravim ben Nevat was that he tried to, in other words, mitzad is avera. He tried to get them taken away from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He wanted to rework the tzura of Klal Yisrael. His main point was he didn't want them to go to Beis HaMikdash, because then they'd be David HaMelech would be the Melech or Shlomo, and therefore he needed to, so his pagam that he was trying to be pagim was in the klal. Now, even though everybody, so let's understand a little bit. Whenever a group of people that join a gang that robs or does whatever it does, they're all in it for their own reward. They understand that they have to be mishatef pula, they have to cooperate in order to get what they want to get, but they're in it because they want something. A person who's in something for an ideal, the marshal, I'm here to establish a Makom Torah. I'm here to do chesed with people that need it. By definition, I'm trying to do something that is shayach to the klal of Klal Yisrael. So one of them speaks to the prat as a prat, and one of them speaks, and hopefully by preying on each one's self-interest, I'm going to wean them away from being the klal. So the nekud of Yeravim was, at the end of the day, anyone who would join Yeravim would do it for selfish reasons, But what I was trying to do was to change the Klal Yisrael, to take out the Nikud of Klal Yisrael of the Hashem and make them of the Avodah Zarah. So he said, the Olafika Hashem Mizak Zarah Mishabal Madrig Al Yoina. So he says like this. Like we explained, his Aveiru was focused on taking away and making them oisklal. Forgive a muscle. Let's take a dugma. Imagine there's a shul or beis medrash here, and I open up a bar across the street. So there could be two inyanim. One is I pushed want to sell drinks. I want to make money. And I know that since there's a lot of people in the shul, they'll come and they'll have a drink by me. So even though it's very, very, it's a chisar in Kavim Beis Medrash, but my tachlis is not to be megareah from the cloud. Let's say I'm a lahachasnik. So what I'm trying to do is get the people out of Beis Medrash into the bar. So I open up a bar over here so that they should come drink over here. Ebedafka and leave the Beis Medrash. So even though everyone who comes to drink in the bar is coming to drink as a prat, my mechuvim was to take away the tzuris haklal, you know, and that's where I was coming from. And that's what the Rabban was trying to do. He was trying to rewire Yisrael that they should not have Malchus David and they should not see Yerushalayim and Beis Hamikdash as the center of their lives. In other words, tshuva also requires, like I said before, that the person be able to change. Tshuva is built on the fact, you know, why would I think, let's give a mashal. A person likes a particular brand of soda. First likes Coca-Cola. And then at some point, somebody introduces him to 7-Up and he likes it better and he takes 7-Up. Why would I think I can get him to go back to Coca-Cola? There's no reason. You know, right now he's gone from here to here, so it's a sort of a kal v'chomer, kol shekein, he's not going back. But let's say somebody had a fight with his parents, and he's breakers with them, he's not talking with them. I still think that he's going to go back to them because he's been etzim kosher to them. He's their child, and there was something that came up, but he still is been etzim kosher. So tshuva is based on the fact that mitzad klal Yisrael, everybody is kosher mekusher. If I wandered off, I wandered off for a reason, and b'meila, when I take away the reason, when I calm it down, you'll come back to the sheirish again. But if your avera was to be machtes ram to destroy that nekuda, then I'm trying to be pergeh on the very atzmus of klal Yisrael. There's no makom for tshuva. What am I coming back to? It's lishitasi. It ceased to exist. The kach pirushay, Moshe zocha v'zikas harabim umnekach tzitkas harabim toli boy. Le'toyma ki Moshe mezak lechov ha'atzmoy, v'kei ezekus harabim. It's not the pshat that he went to each one separately, or what he accomplished was that each one became a bal tshuva. In kimipnei shekosu mishpata v'mishrael, in kein tola kosu v'yischus haklal, lo'ikol prat u'prat. So when they called it the Mishpatim Yisrael, means that the pasuk saw it as being part of the klal. Sheiksiv Mishpatim Yisrael sheim klal u'me biyachad. B'chein amachti es harabim al teimu shumach yoch v'atzmoy. L'nikah zechet harabim toliboy, kim sheichti koyach v'atzmoy, l'kach mevi raya sheiksiv v'ashe hechtes Yisrael, tolo b'chad klal Yisrael mechser shechtes Yisrael. V'kim shemezak es harabim s'chus harabim toliboy, v'amachti es harabim chet harabim toliboy,
speaking
he's mafki himself from the musig of shinui. The kiva shem is chaber the madrega shem b'shinui hen l'ra hen l'toiv l'kach ein shinui rak nishakach haimim. Ubegemara perik yemaki purim kolam zakes erabim v'chulu. My timer shlei it says if he mazakes erabim there's ein chet bal yodai. And Rashi says over there that it's a siyata d'shmaya, because Baruch Hu prevents the you know, from having chet. My timer, shaleihu begehenim v'talmid began Eden. You don't want a matziv, the rabbis in Gehenim and Talmud in Gan Eden. Shneimar k'lo yisaziv nafshei shol sitich asitchol rashachas. V'amachti es rabbim, em aspigin gilas es tshuva, shaleihu began Eden v'talmid begehenim. Shneimar odom oshuk v'dam nefesh ad bor yonus al yismakru boy. Ayit mechuboy, ad kan. Ein apirish kedov as a gersh of a chet al mazak sarabim. We must speak in Yoda Samachtes Rabin Shuva. Shim Kain Yiksha fill a machtes a chil nami ikal mem shay who began in Tal Mugahenem, or Maisha Rabin Naka. So, in other words, he says, you can't say that this is the total pshat of the that he shouldn't be in an Eden in Gehenem and vice versa. Because in Kain, he says, it's true by Yochid. It's not only true by Kol Mezakas Rabin. The Umashako Shem Voidkashe Shayim Choser Am Betshuva V'Yal Talmid Megan Eden Gamkein Lo Metshuva L'Machti. So let's say he was Machti as the Rabin, but the Rabin did Tshuva. Why in that case Faket Umashako Amatz Rabin Philosoph Tshuva Alavari Kmo Shemarno Av Shemarno Was a Tshuva Ein Moel L'Machti Betam Shem Aspik Miralas Is Tshuva Bnei Shegodol. So he tries to bring together two pshatim that he shouldn't be in Gan Eden, they shouldn't be in Gehenim. He tries to bring it together with his pshat that he says about what Schus HaRabim is and Schus HaYochel is. I'm thinking also it's possible that in the pshat over here also, what's the pshat? He shouldn't be in Gan Eden, and Talmidim shouldn't be in Gehenim, and vice versa. It's something that's not pleasant, I guess. But I mean, is there something that Be'etzem is a problem with it? I remember there was somebody, an acquaintance of mine I knew, who he became at a young age. He became a Rebbe in Yeshiva. He was kind of a very let's say outgoing type bachur when he was young. In his later years, he became a big frumak. But when he was young, he was kind of lively. And he was having problems with the bachur, whatever. Avamai told me, his yeshiva, he says the bachur go to movies, and they don't have a problem with it, but they don't want to meet their rebbe in the movies. They feel that there's a time and a place for everything. Al Kopanim, the tsura of a rabbim is a rav talmidim. In other words, you can't have a matzav where, if it's a tzibur, that you have the rav in one place and another place. Rav and talmidim together is a tsura of a tzibur. And b'meila part of that tsura of a tzibur is that it's going to come together. One will affect the other one. I think that sort of fits in what he's saying together with the lashon of they shouldn't be there and they shouldn't be. It's not just because it's not so geshmak. It's be'etzim. It's in the tzuras advarim. It should be together. It's like a talmid rav and a talmid that you know he's goyla, they're goyla, vice versa. So the Rambam explains it. You know, very famous Rambam in terms of kedei chayav and so on. But it also has in itself. It's like a woman who's a muberes. If she goes to Golas, the kid comes along automatically. If she gets misa, the kid gets misa automatically. They're tied together, be'etzer. Umashehutzach leimashe talmida began Eden v'ubigehenim. Talmida began v'uganeden. So now he's trying to, and this is basically what he says. How do we understand it? Shleitema ma inyan mezakas rabim l'rabim. She'afal gav sheziko isom. In other words, okay, he was mezakeh them. He taught them. But it's a job. He came, he finished, and he's gone. So he says, "Vaze heishiv devar es chus rabin boy shu tamida began eden v'beganim v'chein heftes rabin she tamida began v'began eden nekach chus rabin toli boy v'chet rabin toli boy v'yesh la kishu v'chivim tamida." So he's saying Berach, not quite the way he said it, but he's saying that they are kosher with each other. It's not that there's no reason why they should be in together, but Akash Baruch makes that orange forever. He says there is the kesher. Olaha milsa maybe kravel shall yovei lof chet al yodoi. Bechem Hashem is speaking. We are says tshuva. Bevadei hatam kmo shamanu. Kigolu kach harav kasher eschal regal yon azois. Hashem shinu lo. Heim bechetah him it's a kosher kach yivar nochem. Behashtem towards hakol. Lemaisa also, you find, I mean, let's first of all look at it on a physical level. It's very fascinating. We do have a metzias in the physical world that shayach to rabin and not to yachid, and that's called statistics. So if I tell you that of the people who smoke cigarettes, X percent are going to die, Rachman Afsan, of lung cancer, that's a metzias. And that will be true every single year. There are yechidim who smoke like chimneys and they live to be maspid their doctors. And that's our astira. In other words, hilchas yachid and hilchas rabim are very, very different klapid these inyanim, which are chura, are absolute amitias. So if I tell somebody, does lung cancer? Does being overweight cause a heart problem, etc., etc., etc.? The answer to all of it is, if it's a yachid, not absolute. If it's a rabbin, it's absolute. And the answer is because a klal is always misbasis on. In other words, a klal, the metzias of a klal is in a rabbin. It's even fascinating. Today's physics posits that much of what we know about elements are true as a statistic, not as an absolute metzias. So if you have enough atoms, they're all going to stay there and in this place, and they will form a table. But each individual atom is lavdavka that he's in the place you want him to be. It's all a statistic of the vast amount of atoms here. But each particular atom has no mokum kavua. And the difference between prat and klal is extraordinarily sharp. It's something that's almost not moving to us. In statistics, it's like that. The klal is always right. If it's a good statistic, then you go to the bank with that klal. I mean, insurance companies work with that. An insurance company makes money only because they can tell me facts about the klal, that $100 million will be spent on life insurance this year. It will be given out, and therefore I have to collect more than that. And that fact is absolute. It doesn't change. No one ever changed it. Mashenkin, every single yochid, there's absolutely no way of knowing each yochid is a big question mark. So you see that in the real mitzias in the world, rabim is a deeper mitzias, and yochid is a pratsim mitzias. I want to go one more step with this, and this is, that's an akuda that the Maral in different ways speaks about it, and it's as follows. The truth is, this is platonic. When I speak about dogs, the marshal, so every single dog is its own metzias. It's in a certain place. It has a certain size, certain weight, certain age. V'chulu. The musig dogs. Where is that? It's an idea. It's a concept. It's not a metzias. It's a concept. Anytime I have a rabbin that has a name to it. So, LaMarshall, if I speak about the people in the airport terminal now, so there are thousands and thousands and thousands of people there, but that's all I can tell you. It's a thousand, thousand people. They have no metzias. But when I speak about French people, Greek people, when I speak about, professional people, these people, those people, the minute I give a hagdara, I have a klal, which is by definition not physical. No klal is physical. So the musik of dog is something which there is no, the etzem mitzias of dog is a klal. It's not a prat. So anything which is dog-like, so even though no two dogs are the same, this one has brown spots, this one has black spots, this one doesn't have spots, but b'choloifin, there's a klal gadol. A klal is always a ruchnistik mitzias. The prat is always a physical mitzias. That's so even transcending chet, not very high, so that's the mitzias of a klal is something beyond, and that's a mitzias of, and it's not mishkane, whether there are a billion dogs in the world, 10 dogs in the world, or the dogs are an extinct animal, the musik dog never changes. What a dog is, the dog is something that doesn't change. When you're talking about individuals, there are either no dogs in the world, there are a million dogs in the world, there are a billion dogs in the world. Those are all things that in the prat shaboy, that's where shinu is chal all the time. In the klal shaboy, that metzias transcends any shinu. Okay, we'll hold it here. So, Mishim, next week Hanukkah is good for Eilam, or is it? Okay, so Be'ez Hashem.
Okay. Kol Tov, bye.